This is Listener's Guide, a series from Big Secret Records. Each episode leads you deep into how the label's releases were made with the artists who made them. I'm Andrew Jones, the owner and operator of Big Secret Records, talking to you from the label's home base in Portland, Oregon. Today, you'll discover what John Bryan's song doesn't have any piano in it, what happens when you put on your songwriting pants, and you'll hear Randy Newman's string arrangements interpreted for MIDI instruments. Get ready to listen. When I first heard it, I was fucking floored. I mean, when the chorus kicks in, I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe that he's like, you know, it sounds like you were kind of, you know, like having fun and, you know, exploring and just kind of messing around sometimes and like stumbling onto this, you know, gold now and then, although it was all informed by, you know, your training and your experience as a musician. But you know, a lot of just
this
like,
is one of the this is like the song yeah, on the album. Yeah,
this
though.
Is. But then this is like you sat.
This
down
is intentional,
at, right? Yeah, like you sat down at the piano and wrote a song.
That's it's one for the Webheads. Like. Yeah, it was informed by, you know, being in a long distance relationship, but having the fortune of like not being in a long distance relationship because of COVID. But just kind of waiting, like, oh man, this is like, you're gonna have to go back to school at some point, and I'm really sad about that. It's about me being sad. We had some trouble mixing this one.
This one was the hardest one to mix. I think we went through four or five different iterations of the mix before we finally got it to where it was like, okay, like we finally figured it out. Yeah. I can't remember what kept like.
Well, so it sounded flat, and then we were like, I think you said the producer line. What do you want it to sound like? Like, what are you thinking? Give me a reference. Like, give me something. And so I said, John Bryan. John Bryan's Meaningless.
Yeah.
Not the song. The opening track of that. It's gotta start somewhere.
Hook, Line, Sinker.
Yeah. Hook, Line, Sinker. And we listened to that song, and I always think of that song as a piano song because John Bryan's such a piano guy. And we were like, oh, there's no piano in this. It's all guitar.
So weird.
And so then we were like, okay, let's just put an acoustic guitar in it. And it just opened up the song so much.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
And that's when you had to play the song and, like, it was miserable.
You're so right. I forgot about that. It took me, like, a day of, like, just, like, nope, hitting the space bar and then, like, punching where I needed to go. It was a whole thing.
It just made the song,
you're right,
something totally, like, not different. It didn't make the song different. It just, like, brought it to its full potential.
I feel like it was finally like, okay, the song is here.
Right.
Like it's what it needs to be. The arrangement is, like, what it needs to be.
Yeah.
And mix-wise, I feel like, yeah, it was challenging for me in, like, a really good way. Because it, like, pushed me outside of sort of the headspace I'd been in working on these songs, where it was kind of just, like, maybe decisions made on emotions and feelings and, like, oh, like, I'm not making an informed decision. I'm just kind of, like, doing whatever feels good. But this one, it was, like, I had to put on, like, my like, mixer pants and, like, be like, okay, shit, like, I really got to make smart choices. And I was running kick drums. I was, like, reamping kick drums through headphones and stuff just to get this, like, really thumping, like, kick drum sound, because I wanted the Logic drums to sound not quite like Logic drums. And but I think they, in a way, they do, but also, like, I don't know.
It's the most mature song on the record, I think, because I put on my songwriting pants and you had to put on your producer pants, and we made a big boy song.
We made a big boy song.
Yeah. This and In the Meantime are the ones where, like, when I revisit the record, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, there's some real potential with this, for sure. and yeah, Newman again. Like there's some string arrangements that are, or synth string arrangements, Logic string arrangements that are very influenced by him on this track. The backing vocals, I another limitation that I think helped the song is I wanted it to sound like three people doing backing vocals double tracked, but I didn't want to have six tracks slowing down the laptop. So I did the backing vocals and then bounced them down into one stereo track and put a reverb on it. And I think it ended up sounding like a tape that was bounced down, and we just threw that in the song. And
yeah.
Like, at that point, there's nothing you can do with it. It's just, that's how it is. And
yeah, you have to make it work.
And one of my friends said it sounded like a sample, so I was like, oh yes, like we're good. I really enjoyed making this song out of any of them. It felt like a piece of work. Once I was done with
it. Yeah. And I feel like this one just pushed us outside of where we were in terms of the project. And I think, honestly, this song made me feel like, oh, this is a record. You know,
yeah.
Like, this is a record now.
Absolutely.
Like, this is like, all this fun we've been having is like, this is now a body of work.
Right.
That kind of tied everything together, for me at least.
I agree.
But I think I felt most satisfied when we finished the mix on this one, because it just felt like we slayed a dragon or something. It was like,
fuck. Absolutely.
Like, thank God. Like, we did it. Like,
yeah.
And I was really, just really proud of it. You know?
Yeah.
I think we really crushed it.
I keep recording wrap-ups to this episode, trying to do justice to the way that I feel about this song. So I'll just leave it at, you know, I really, really like this song. I like it, like, outside of Shakewell, outside of knowing Bob, I think this is, like, an all-timer kind of a song. But I'll leave you to decide your own favorite tracks off of Shakewell. Subscribe to the podcast to learn about the rest of the album track by track. We got one more left. So let's cherish the time we have together, okay? And let's not think about the future. Let's just think about right now. Visit BigSecretRecords.com or find the label on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter to learn more about what's next from the label. Thanks for listening.